This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you hear this quite a bit come from me. I talk about what William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, when he said, when you want to bring about change, he said, you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, your enemies know that more than the professed righteous and the good people in this country. We've been told by Edmund Burke, I respect the man greatly, but he was wrong on this one, that evil prevails because good men do nothing. Well, let me tell you something, friends. Good men do not allow corruption to prevail. And furthermore, when you go back to the great abolitionist Frederick Douglass, he said if you want to bring about change, you're going to have to agitate. The way to agitate today, agitate, friends, is to tell the truth and to shame the devil. And there's far and few between that are willing to stand up and do what needs to be done and say what needs to be said. And I want to tell you something. You are as responsible for knowing the truth of a matter, and with omitting or withholding, you are responsible for that as well. So now is the time to stand up and do the right thing, because the right time to do the right thing is right now. I wanted to get to something called the Great Deluder Act today. Basically what it came about was, it was called in 1647 the Old Deluder Satan Act, and I want you to listen carefully as to who this applied to. In Massachusetts, it passed the Old Deluder Satan Act, again in 1647, laying the basis for public schools in America. Now listen to this. This is important. The Puritans valued literacy highly, and they believed that all individuals should be able to read and interpret the Bible for themselves. So in 1642, Massachusetts had required parents to ensure their children's ability to read, and 5 years later, in this act, the state mandated community schools to learn the Old Deluder Satan Act of 1647. What are you being told today, friends? Just the exact opposite. And the American people drank the Kool-Aid, all the while knowing that everything is right there in our founding documents. I'm thinking of right now the Mayflower Compact. And what it teaches us, I'm also thinking about, friends, of nothing other than the National Monument to our forefathers in Massachusetts, which is about a block and a half away from the Mayflower Compact, the replica. And it's all there, right in front of our faces. And it reminds me of what President Harry Truman said, that the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and from St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. He said, I don't think that we emphasize this enough these days. If we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state. Is that what we're seeing today? Absolutely. It's exactly what we're seeing today. Matter of fact, if you don't mind, I just got this thought. I'm writing an article right now. You know, it's interesting. We're told that the Iran strikes were about American safety. Well, simultaneously, 18 Republican governors are asking for more Muslim refugees. This is happening today. And it's also those same governors attempting to strip the rights of the American people to bear arms. But it's for your safety and for your security. See, this is what happens when you don't know the Word of God. This is what happens when you don't know the Constitution, friends. That's what's happening today. For some reason or another, Americans have been convinced by that government that somehow it's a right to kill, which the Lord condemns, an innocent unborn child in the womb by a woman or man with knives, only to have the floodgates open to them that mean to kill you with knives. Check that out, right? Matthew 5:45, Galatians 6:7. Only to find out the ones opening the floodgates to them that mean to kill you are also attempting to strip you of your rights to defend yourselves against such. Friends, when I do high school assemblies across the country, the first thing I'll ask them, how many know their founding documents? You know what they do, friends? They begin to laugh at me. I'll say to them, what's so funny? If you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. Starting to make sense? I hope it does. Because again, friends, this is what's happening in the United States of America today. This is exactly why the Puritan preachers and our forefathers established something called the Old Deluder Act. The Old Deluder Satan Act of 1647. I mean, is anybody paying attention as to what they're teaching kids now in public schools? And many of you that I'm speaking to, the seed has now been brought to full harvest. Because you were a part of the indoctrination scheme as well. I mean, folks, that's why they're teaching earth worship. That's why they're teaching evolution. That's why they're teaching socialized medicine. It's because you haven't been taught the Word of God, which exposes the enemy. And it was important for our forefathers to establish the Old Deluder Satan Act in 1647 because they understood that prevention is a lot better than cure. The very things that they meant to establish and did establish, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history, and guess what, friends, it's going bye-bye. And not from an enemy without friends, but from an enemy within the gates. That's why they're teaching animal rights. That's why they're teaching redistribution of American wealth to other nations. That's why they're teaching contraception and a legalized version of aborting a baby in the womb, right? That's why they're teaching debt forgiveness to third world nations. That's why they're teaching adoption of gay rights. God didn't give them the right to violate the law, friends, or transgress the law, 1 John 3:4. That's why they're teaching the elimination of the right to bear arms to your children today in public schools. This is why the government wants you to believe it's okay that they're setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. See, that's what's in fact happening today because the American people haven't been taught the Word of God, which exposes he who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. That's why it's important that we understand our history, friends. That's why we understand that book. So we can understand what's inside of that book, so we can exhibit through godly repentance in the power of the Holy Ghost to the world how we are found to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. That's what we're called to be. But instead of that, we want to try it our way. Well, you want to try it your way, then you get your results. And the Bible says that you're cursed for doing so. Now we have guys like John Dumphy who said, the Bible is not merely another book. This happening in America today, it has and remains an incredibly dangerous book. Yes, of course it does. Just like a cop is dangerous to a criminal. He goes on, I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. Is that happening today in America? You know it is, friends. You know it is. Folks, our forefathers taught us something called the Old Deluder Satan Act. In 1647, when we look at our founding documents and that which preceded the Declaration of Independence, namely the Mayflower Compact, we can understand this clearly. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Have much information to give you on today's show, friends. We are talking about the Old Deluder Satan Act of 1647. By the way, I'm going to go over to the Mayflower Compact, which is actually written out in 1620. These are our forefathers' forefathers, okay? Just so you can understand your heritage, your Christian heritage, and what it is that they meant when they established this constitutional republic in which we have today. Read Psalm 33:12 when you get a moment. I wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Facebook is Bradley Dean double E. Twitter is Bradley Dean one. You can also jump over onto Sons of Liberty Media and get 13 articles every day from those that are in the culture war. They're not paper tigers, friends, just writing about the problem. No, they're a part of the war. They're a part of bringing about the answers that we need in righteousness in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you want to check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have much information there for you from folks. I can't even tell you how many contributors we have right now. But with that said, they are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. You can also go over to the right side of the page on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you can watch us live on YouTube, or you can go over to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there, beforeitsnews.com, and check us out live on YouTube even now. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Hey, folks, if you want answers, I'm giving you the answers. Every single show, friends, no matter what we talk about, we always put your feet back upon the rock. We always give you the answers to America's dilemma. But the answer lies within each and every one of you. And I'm going to tell you this. Without the Holy Ghost, you're powerless. You're fighting the world with a wooden, blunt sword. Not the sword of the Spirit found in Ephesians 6 or Hebrews 4:12. Read that as well. You're fighting the world with the wooden blunt sword. That's why I'm constantly giving you answers found in the Word of God. He is your answer. He is your exceedingly great reward. God the Father, in Jesus' name. I want to make that clear so people understand that we are always giving you the answer. People ask me all the time, well, Bradley, what's the answer? I'm giving you the answer. I can't tell you what the Lord has called you to do. That's your business, you and Him. That's between you and Him. Remember one time I had a friend that was with me. He was a youth pastor, and he walked up to a preacher, and he said, what does the Lord want me to do? And the old preacher, this is a fact, this was in Duluth, Minnesota, got mad at him. He said, well, don't you ask me what you're supposed to do. You ask the Lord. He'll show you what to do. That's right. That's right. So we're talking about the Old Deluder Satan Act of 1647. Massachusetts passed the Old Deluder Satan Act in 1647. Laying the basis for public schools in America, the Puritans valued literacy highly. They believed all individuals should be able to read and interpret the Bible for themselves. Of course. That's why the Lord pointed out the fact that the child is a model of heaven. Because he can understand it, right? In 1642, Massachusetts had required parents to ensure their children's ability to read. And 5 years later, in this act, the state mandated community schooling. Okay? The act required towns to support teachers for their children. Now look what's happening in America. They're teaching just the exact opposite. The Bible is not merely another book. This is modern day. Folks, in opposition, in contrast, running antithetical, countering the very purposes of what our forefathers established. The guy said, John Dumphy, in the article called The Humanist Friends, the Bible is not merely another book. It is and remains an incredibly dangerous book. I'm convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged in one in the back of the public classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. This is why politicians hate the Word of God, because it exposes them for their corruption. This is why hirelings in the pulpits despise the Word of God, because it exposes them for who they are, friends. He goes on, John Dumphy does, these teachers must embody the same dedication as the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, that's me, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new, the rotting corpse of Christianity, he said, together with all of its adjacent evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism, he goes on, resplendent in its promise of a world in which the never-realized Christian ideal of love thy neighbor will be finally achieved. He's saying leave off God. He's saying leave off love, because God is love. How's that working out for us today, America? It's not. The religious basis of the act, the Old Deluder Satan Act of 1647, was explicit. The act stated its intention was to thwart ye old deluder Satan in his goal to keep ye men from the knowledge of ye scriptures. This is Old English. To this end, the law required every town with 50 or more families to hire and maintain a teacher to instruct all children in reading and writing. Folks, common sense, right? Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he will go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it, right? Now we hear older people today say, you know, the H-E double hockey sticks to those kids. Look at how bad those kids are. And I got to turn and look at the older people and say, yep, that's your reflection. They're your responsibility. This is what you raised up. Because wisdom is justified by her children. The older generation has no business whatsoever condemning what it is that they raised, friends. It's their job to raise them up. And if they go in a direction that they were not, that you did not lead, then I'll tell you what, that's between them and the Lord. But don't stop praying for them, right? But if they do, you know, I do a whole segment on this. When the child practices what the parents taught them, don't get mad at the child for doing what you taught them. That's ridiculous. You need to repent and live out your life in repentance before your children so they can find Christ as well. It's that simple. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10. Folks, this ye old deluder Satan was the goal to oust him, to thwart him. See, because Satan wants men and women far from the knowledge of the scriptures that expose him. Towns of 100 or more families were required to support a grammar school to prepare students to attend, listen carefully, Harvard College. I'll get to that before the end of the show. Similar acts were soon adopted in the other New England colonies except Rhode Island. The Act established principles of public education. The Act established several principles upon which public primary and secondary education continues to rest today. The basic education is a public or community responsibility that the state can require communities to raise up and expand local funds for schools, that day-to-day responsibility for the operation of schools rests at the local level, and that schools are to be organized levels separating elementary from secondary education. Folks, we were never, and again, I do another show on this too. You never lost the right to have Bible studies in public schools. You've never lost the right to hand out tracts in public schools. You've never lost the right to write essays about Jesus Christ, the apostles, or one of the patriarchs. You've never lost the right. You have forfeited the right. The opposite of what our forefathers did. Now, I want to get this off before the next break. This is the Mayflower Compact written in 1620. Okay? Old Deluder Act, the Old Deluder Satan Act of 1647 was obviously 27 years after our forefathers established the Mayflower Compact, which at length preceded what? The Declaration of Independence. Now listen carefully. This is our forefathers' forefathers, okay? In the name of God, amen. We whose names are underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord, King James, by the grace of God of Great Britain, France and Ireland, King Defender of the Faith, ETC it says, having undertaken for the glory of God an advancement of the Christian faith and honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, it's Old English by the way, do by these present solemnly and mutually the civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation, that's exactly what the Torah teaches us, and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof to enact, constitute, and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitutions, and offices from time to time, and shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. In witness whereof, we have hereunder subscribed our names under Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the year of the reign of our sovereign Lord, King James of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th of Scotland, the 5th, Anno Domini, 1620. This is the Mayflower Compact, friends. And people are still debating over the fact, are we a Christian nation or not? See, the problem is, friends, unbelievers have a problem with hypocrites. Well, just keep in mind, nobody rebuked those hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did himself. So now what's your problem? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The big North American trade deal is headed to the Senate floor after being cleared by the Finance Committee. The USMCA is designed to replace NAFTA, which was negotiated during the Clinton administration. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is clearing up any confusion regarding troops remaining in Iraq.
Our policy has not changed. We are not leaving Iraq. And a draft unsigned letter does not constitute a policy change. And there is no signed letter, to the best of my knowledge. I've asked the question. So there may be people trying to create confusion, but we should focus on this much. What I've said a few times now, our policy has not changed. We are in Iraq, and we are there to support Iraqi forces and the Iraqi government become a strong, independent, and prosperous country.
Esper, speaking at the Pentagon, also says the United States is not seeking a war with Iran, but is prepared to finish one. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I know. Hey, I get it. I heard the commercials, too. our government's been there for the good of Iraq, to liberate those people. Let me tell you how it really is conveyed. They're there stealing away their national resources, folks. That's what they're doing there. It has nothing to do about helping the people of Iraq. Has everything in the world to do with them dominating Iraq and stealing away their resources. General Wesley Clark. Just keep that in the back of your mind. Because they always sell it to the American people as we're doing something good for them, when in fact they're profiting from them. Okay? You know, I know that a lot of these bad guys, I totally get it. The Lord has a lot to say about those bad guys, the wicked, who know right from wrong, but they do the wrong because they think that God doesn't see it, right? Well, when you go to Psalm 94, it says, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? That's what they're doing today. They break in pieces your people, Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger and murder the fatherless. They do. Yet they say the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. The Lord responds, understand you brutish among the people and you fools. When will you be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall he not correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are all vanity. Blessed is the man whom the Lord chasteneth, O Lord, and teacheth him out of thy law. that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. How does the Lord do this? For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. But the Lord asked the question, friends, in 94, Psalm 16. Who shall rise up for me against the evildoers? It's your obligation before God to stand up against the evildoers. The Lord asks, or who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness? People, don't sit back and expect the Lord to do for you what he's commanded you to do. It's not going to fly. It's not going to fly. There's a recompense. I know the bad guys think that they're above the law. I know that the bad guys think that the Lord doesn't see. He doesn't require. There'll be no recompense. I know. They're last in line, but friends, guess what? They get theirs too. The fact of the matter is, I want to see this country repent so the people in this country would deal with corruption rather than the corrupt being used to judge us, only to destroy us, so there's no more remembrance of us. The Bible says, in contrast, that the Lord writes a book of remembrance concerning those that fear him. And I want to tell you something. Those that fear him, strong is their confidence. They have a future and a hope. Okay? We need to get the word. We need to put on the Lord Jesus Christ to make sure it's put on us the right way. It's his will, not your will. It's the will of the Spirit, not the will of the flesh. Until a man or a woman becomes nothing, God cannot create anything out of him. Period. Don't look to the Lord to do for you what you cannot do. If you have it within your ability to do it, then the Lord expects you to do it. Now, man's extremity, on the other hand, are God's opportunities. But get to the point of extremity so he can show himself off by the opportunity that you've given him. Okay? That's called a kairos and a chronos moment, where God meets man. It was like Moses at the sea when it was split. All the children of Israel were set free through what? The blood of the Paschal Lamb. The blood of the Paschal Lamb. The blood of the Paschal Lamb. We're a blood-bought people, America. And as they were set free, what happened? They were sent to the Red Sea. And then all the way there, they were chased. They were chased by Pharaoh and his army, only to be judged by God. For every time Pharaoh laid his finger on the children of Israel, friends, God judged them. There was a just recompense every step of the way. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Exodus that they didn't even wag their tongue against the children of Israel, because they knew when the Lord said, "Touch not mine anointed," that's exactly what he meant. But let's go forward, fast forward to the Red Sea. All of a sudden, they come to a point where they can go no further. See, that's man's extremity, and that's God's opportunity. And also keep in mind, it was the Lord that led them to the Red Sea so he could show them who he was. Stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. And so with the blast of his nostrils, he splits the sea. The children of Israel go through onto safe land. Only when the enemy follows nigh close behind, what happens? The waters overturn upon the heads of the bad guys. Right? That's redemption. That's still in play today. That's very real to men and women of God that have sold themselves out to his purposes. Rest assured, ask your enemies. Because if they have an upper hand on you, friends, you're not in a position to really be doing a whole lot. You better be in the Holy Ghost, not in the flesh, because there's a big difference. When the children of Israel were told to go up and take the land, in Deuteronomy 1, 2, and 3, when the Lord told them that he was with them and they failed to do it, well, they repented. After they repented, the Lord went back to him through Moses and said, "Don't go up because I'm not with you now." There's a big difference. You got to know the difference, friends. Started the show off today, friends, talking about the old Deluder Satan Act of 1647. Took you over to 1620 concerning the Mayflower Compact that our forefathers established. Our forefathers' forefathers. And friends, the old Deluder Satan Act of 1647 was to prepare students for Harvard. Really? Wow, that's crazy. What's the big deal with Harvard, right? What's the big deal with Harvard? Well, the big deal with Harvard, friends, it was a Christian college. Most people don't know that. Matter of fact, Harvard was started by the Congregationalists for training ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you go, I was just, matter of fact, we was just in Boston that day, and we drove by Harvard. They still have these signs up. Did you know that the motto for Harvard, friends, did you know what it was? I mean, this is beautiful. It was for Christ in the church, for the glory of Christ. Still up on the walls. By the way, this is where Alina Kagan was appointed. Twisted and perverse human being, though she is, she was actually appointed there to queerify Harvard, if you didn't know that. But I know most people didn't know that Harvard was actually set up for Congregationalists, for the training of ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Nor did they know that the Harvard's two mottos were for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ. I'm sure most people didn't know that. Folks, this is a part of what the Puritan preachers and our forefathers established. Forefathers established. Forefathers, forefathers. The old Deluder Satan Act of 1647 to prepare them for Harvard. Now, it produced signers of the Declaration such as John Adams, John Hancock, Samuel Adams, William Ellery, William Hooper, Robert Trent Payne, William Williams, Elbridge Gevery, signer of the Constitution, William Samuel Johnson, and Rufus King. And other prominent leaders that were a part of Harvard were none other than Fisher Ames. He and George Washington were the architects of the First Amendment. Then you have William Cushing, original U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Timothy Pickering, Revolutionary War General, Secretary of War for Presidents Washington and Adams. And it's interesting, Harvard trained a number of our founding forefathers. So we can see that the apple didn't fall too far from the tree when it came from the Puritan preachers. By the way, many of our forefathers sat under thousands upon thousands of sermons brought to you truly and yours truly by the Holy Ghost through the Puritan preachers. Okay. Harvard's directives to students, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus, which is eternal life, John 17:3, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom as the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. You know, what do we hear today? Oh, you know, yeah, it used to be a good college, you know, look who's got it now. Yeah, look who's got it now. Who's got it now? I want to know. Who's got it now? Oh, you know, those leftists. You know, they got a bunch of professors that are communists there. Well, I got a question for you. Who let them in? Well, and why would you allow your children to pay for a college that you all the while know are being indoctrinated by a bunch of professors that claim to be communists? So you forfeited Harvard over to become what it is become today. That's right. That's right. So who's responsible for Harvard going the direction that it has gone? The American people are. Come on. That's the message of the Bible, friends. Take heed to yourselves. Pay careful attention to yourselves. Take heed. How many times I read that in the book of Deuteronomy. Take heed that you be not deceived. Take heed that you turn and follow not other gods. Take heed to the word of God in forsaking me. Take heed. How many times does the Lord need to say it? I know he says Abraham, Abraham, Samuel, Samuel, Isaac, Isaac, and Jacob, Jacob. Yeah, he has to tell things to men twice because they need to be told twice, right? But folks, twice, not a thousand times. How hard is the hearing of the American people today? Well, they blame someone they call the left. As if to suggest the left isn't the fruit of the right. Because that's what they are. What you call the left, friends, is what the right is left off in responsibility. That's a fact. The directives continue at Harvard. Everyone shall exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day, that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein. We're going to come back to Yale. By the way, I got my Yale shirt on if you're watching me live. The reason I wore that today is because I wanted you to believe that I was a lot smarter than I really am. 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Talking about the old Deluder Satan Act of 1647, and it was a preparatory school, friends, for that of young children being prepared to attend Harvard College. And I just told you the two mottos at Harvard, for Christ in the church, for the glory of Christ. You can still see the signs on the sides of the building. How come nobody ever calls in and disputes this? Yet you listen to people all day long that sit there and tell you that, you know, we're just not a Christian nation. No, they don't want us to be a Christian nation. Criminals hate the light. They love the darkness. Read John 3:18 when you get a moment. What about Harvard's directives to students? I already gave you that, the directives as well. And then what we have, friends, is what about Yale? Also started by Congregationalists for Training the Ministers of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Declaration from Yale, Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott, signers of the Constitution from Yale, Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston, and other prominent leaders from Yale, Noah Webster, famous educator, author of Webster's Dictionary. Okay? Zephaniah Swift, author of the first American law book. Then we have a James Kent, leading judge, father of American jurisprudence, law. Did you know that Yale admonishes students with, above all, have an eye to the great end of all of your studies, which was to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. This is craziness. John 14:6. This is Yale. These are what the Yale students were admonished to do, friends. Yale's requirements. All scholars are to live a religious and blameless life according to the rules of God's Word. Folks, how many times a day people say stupid stuff that counters Scripture? You know, being a Christian isn't about a bunch of rules and becoming better and this and that. And it's like, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. The Bible says he was without sin. The Bible says that he was tempted in all points, yet without sin. Wasn't it Jesus that said to the Pharisees, which of you convinceth me of sin? Yes, it was. And yet people want to excuse themselves out of keeping the commandments of the Lord, which is love, 1 John 2, the chapter 2, right? Read it when you get a moment. And also read 2 John. This is the love of God, keeping the commandments of the Lord. He that saith, I know him, in contrast, friends, John 14 talks about, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Also 1 John 2:4, 1 John 2:6. Okay? I'm covering all those scriptures as we speak. It's interesting that the Lord said in John 14:21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And the Bible also talks about, again, going back over to 1 John, friends, that he who keeps the word of God, in him is fulfilled the love of God. So to love God is to obey God, and we don't obey Him because we have to. I don't do what I do to get saved. I do what I do because I am saved. The law says, do this and live. Grace says, live and do this. Boy, what is it that people don't understand? Those that are born of the Spirit of God seek to be perfected in Christ. Why? Because the Bible says that we grow up into Him in all things, not grow out of Him, not to grow up in excuses. No, Jesus came into the world, Matthew 1:21, to save men from their sins. From their sins, not in their sins. There's a difference between a false grace and a real grace. The real gospel and a false gospel. The one that seeks to be perfect in Christ, that is the striving that Jesus talked about in Matthew 7. We want to be perfect. We don't want to be a bunch of losers, a bunch of lowlifes. No. We want to grow up into Him. We want to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hey, folks, you are what you eat. And Jesus said He is the bread of life. So start eating because you will become Him. You're not going to get away from that. And praise God that you are not going to get away from that, nor do you want to get away from that. Yale's requirements, all scholars are to live a religious and blameless life according to the rules of God's Word. Listen to that. You know, there's the rules again. Well, there's rules in natural order. By the way, this morning when I was running around doing what I do, taking care of business because I have to, in the sense of, like this morning, I did have to, I got pulled over by a cop. And I immediately, when I seen him turn his lights on, I looked down and I was going 58 in a 55. And I thought, okay, well, I'm breaking the law. If I'd just put the cruise control on 55, that's grace. The law is my best friend. And by the way, I wasn't mad at the cop. He wasn't doing anything wrong. I was the one doing something wrong. He comes up after he pulls me over. And as he pulls me over, he says to me, can I have your license and your insurance card? And he was reaching for my license, and I pulled it away really quick, and I said, well, what'd you pull me over for? He said, well, I just clocked you going 59 in a 55, and I said, okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I shouldn't have been. If I'd have been going 56, fair enough. I'm wrong. He's right. Cool cop. Super cool cop. He says to me, what the problem is I had my lights on. You had your lights on. Okay, you had your lights on. When you see the lights, he said, you got to pull over in the other lane. I said, there's only two lanes. I said, wouldn't that impose more danger on me and the other person coming at me then to drive around you and go in the other lane? He said, no. He goes, we're getting pecked off all the time. In other words, cops are getting hit by cars driving by them because they don't move over into another lane. I said to him, man, I'm sorry. I did not know that. He said, well, they show this quite a bit on television. I said, well, maybe that's the problem because I don't watch that junk. Right? James 4:4. 2 Corinthians starting in chapter 6, verse 7. Come out from among them, be ye separate. Also read Psalm 101, verse 3. I set no wicked thing before mine eyes. And he went back, he came back, and he gave me my license back again. Super cool guy. And he said, well, you know, if this was nothing more than an educational stop, so be it. And I said again, I'm so sorry, I did not know that that's what the problem was. And by the way, I really didn't. Especially on a two-way. And I wasn't trying to justify it, but I really didn't think that that would be smart nor safe. I was wrong. I was going to make a point with that. Whatever that is, we'll probably get back to it in just a little bit, right? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we got some new friends on live chat right now. Trump saved America. Oh, my goodness. You're giving yourself to the curse, dude. Jeremiah 17:5. I want to finish this, so I don't want to pay attention to these mice in the field that want to go ahead and try to disrupt the whole message. So let's get back to this. What a Princeton. Let's get to Princeton. I'll wear my Princeton shirt tomorrow, too, and I'll do that for the purpose that I want people to believe that I'm a lot smarter than I really am. Hey, folks, you don't need to be smart just to go back and study your history and share it with other people. It's smart. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 6:16 to go back to the old past. That's what we're doing. And I'm giving you the word of the Lord that endureth forever and what it's established on and how our foundations are based upon common law, the Mosaic Institution. Started by Princeton, started by Presbyterians to train ministers of the gospel. Did you know that? It produced signers of the Declaration of Independence, Richard Stockton, Benjamin Rush. Signers of the Constitution from Princeton, Gunning Bedford, what a cool name. Jonathan Dayton, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America. William Patterson, other prominent leaders from Princeton. Oliver Ellsworth, he was the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Henry Lee, general in the American Revolution. And, of course, William Bradford, George Washington's attorney general. You ready for this? John Witherspoon, president of Princeton University, also a signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, these were the requirements for those that attended his school. Every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for their religious instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. He goes on, he is the best friend to American liberty who is the most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled Christianity and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity, James 1:26, Ephesians 4:29, and immorality of every kind. He said, whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, an atheist, he said, I hesitate not to call him an enemy to his country. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy? But that's where we're at today. So I'm again giving you the answers. I'm showing you like Thomas Edison, who said the strength of the Constitution lies within the people to enforce it. So therefore, I just gave you your heritage. There's no debate. There's no argument. I've been on radio for 20 years, friends, and I've yet to have somebody call in and debate any of these points of history. Okay. The only time you ever get misinformation is when they make a video of it and nobody can answer back. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Let's get this right, friends, because we have everything that we need. We just need to be reformers, not revolutionaries. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.